Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're hitting power on the air now. Doug Steffen here with another adventure in thinking and thought. Do you think and what are your thoughts? I guess that's the question. That may be the $64 question here every week when we get together on the Your Hidden Power Hour and then the podcast, yourhiddenpowershow.com, which focus on a lot of the conversations that we have, only in a perhaps more condensed form. Joining me for conversation as we get started this week on Your Hidden Power is Patty Henry, who has written a book called Two Lifetimes, From Fear to Love. So what are we writing? Is this your story, in essence? Did you move in your life from fear to love, or is this a treatise to help people who face a lot of fear-based thinking in their lives?
More a blueprint for people to be able to get out of fear running their lives and get into a higher energy vibration of love running their lives.
The essence of what goes on has, though, oftentimes with somebody that writes a book about it, it has a seed, a germination in the mind or the experience of the person who writes it. So I think that's kind of what I'm wondering.
Right.
Where did you come by the expertise to which you refer in this book and your experiences?
Well, I'm a psychotherapist, and I've been in private practice for 32 years. And every day I spend time with people that are in emotional pain and suffering. And so I was thinking, how could I help this on a bigger level than just, you know, 1 hour at a time with one person at a time? And so this book came to me. I never really take credit for the book. I always think that it came from divine. And this is my third book. And it just keeps bugging me until I write it. So,
really?
Yeah.
Do you have automatic? Do you think it's automatic writing? Do you think it's you or you're just an instrument?
Oh, I think of myself really just as the messenger, as an instrument, and I am lucky enough to be the one to share these thoughts.
What do people who are close to you think about you and your thoughts, whether it be in your family, your friends? As you have grown up, I'm sure that people have been aware of how you think. Psychotherapists in Texas are not necessarily always on the top of this kind of thinking. So that's kind of where I asked you before we started our conversation, before we started recording it, the story of, I didn't ask it directly, but I inferred in asking where you were from, because I could tell from your voice that you were from the South someplace. And, you know, the tradition, let's face it, in Texas is not necessarily the hotbed. If you went over to New Orleans, maybe you might be in the hotbed of where people are thinking or practicing different sort of thought patterns. But psychotherapists in general are not people who usually follow the same pursuit that you have.
Well,
is that too much of a generalization, do you think?
It's funny because I'm married, and whenever we're going somewhere, my husband will say, are there going to be normal people there?
Referring to you and your friends are not normal.
Compared to everybody else is going to be a psychotherapist, and he's going to be the only person that's not. And I always chuckle and say, no, don't worry. There'll be enough people that you can talk to that won't be therapist, that it'll be okay. So,
well, your background, though, tells, it sort of screams, you have a similar background to me in terms of alcohol in the family, that kind of stuff. And whether it's intentional abuse or it isn't, it still is abuse.
Right.
So you come away from that wondering how it's going to affect you, your relationship with your husband, loved ones, children, that sort of thing. And I guess that's kind of, there's some anecdotal stuff in the book about that, right?
Yeah. I feel like the better therapists have done their own work. And I have done my own work. I did a lot of work in adult children of alcoholics, 12-step meetings.
Yeah.
And I often recommend people to 12-step. But you have to learn how to walk the walk, just not talk the talk. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that we all have lessons in life to learn, and some of them are easier to learn and experience than others. It's just, that it isn't that easy, but it is that easy. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think it's simple, but I don't think it's easy.
You put forth some ideas here, the idea of embracing where you are in life. You write, there is no depression, there's no addiction, there's no anxiety, there's no anger, there's no fear. It sounds like afterlife talk, not the present life. Because I think a lot of people live their life being depressed, being addicted because they are oppressed, having fear and anxiety because they are depressed. That anger and depression go together also, as well, I think, is a part of the brain that feeds that.
Well, anger is actually a secondary emotion. The first emotion is hurt. And then we cover up with anger to protect ourselves. So we have to get down deeper to the hurt and heal that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you my basic premise for this book and how I see the world. I believe that we have the opportunity to live two lifetimes on the planet, not as a reincarnation, but two lifetimes in the same body. That our first lifetime is ruled by our wounded inside little child.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And that scared little boy or scared little girl. And then I believe our work on the planet is to outgrow that, transform that, whatever happened to you as a child, and become part of the healing of the world. And we do that by becoming our authentic, empowered adult self.
Well, I have to pause for a minute here anyway, but I want to know about the thoughts or things world with you and what we get out of our own thinking. And that may be part of the help here. I'm guessing that's part of the help. Change your thoughts and you change your life. You change your reality. You know, there are a lot of people that are worried. They just worry about everything. Worry. And I think a dear friend of mine said to me once, worry is just a prayer for what you don't want. And, you know, 99% of what you worry about doesn't ever come to fruition anyway. And there's a lot of that wrapped up in this, I think, as well. Learning about two lifetimes in one. We're having a discussion with Patty Henry, the author of Two Lifetimes from Fear to Love. I'm Doug Steffen with a way to get you out of fear-based thinking when it comes to your weight. You are afraid you're going to get sick if you don't lose some weight. Well, that may be a pretty good motivation. It isn't necessarily the best one. The best one is to think of the future and to think about your own health and well-being down the road. Think of if you're overweight now, your BMI is over what it's supposed to be. What do you think you're going to look like if you keep eating the way you are, keep living the way you are? What's it going to look like in 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, depending on your age? Remember what Dr. Ken Kronhaus says on my Good Day Health and the DGV Health Show, there is nobody that lives to be 90 that's obese. And I would guess if you look at people even that are close to 80, if they're overweight, heavily overweight, they're not going to make it much longer. So how about you fix that problem by losing the weight in any way that you choose? I'm going to suggest Calitrin's the way to lose it, but I know Calitrin is the way to keep it off. Calotrien. It's a formula made of all natural items, collagen, protein, digestive enzymes, aloe vera. And if you want a reference point, to how enzymes are so important to our bodies. Listen to the most recent episode of DJV Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. He explains very well how important these enzymes are. And they're very important here because they'll help your body repair and rebuild, which is what you need after you've lost a lot of fat. Calitrin, no pain, no gain. That's what some people say, right? No pain involved here, but there is gain. Not gaining in weight, gaining in health. Weight needs to be taken off and kept off safely. That's where Calitrin comes in. Check it all out at toploss.com and get the special 3-month supply. You buy 3 months, you get 3 months supply free. So keep yourself on the program for 6 months. Then you will know how it works to keep the weight off. The product is Calitrin. The website is toploss.com. The checkout maneuver you make is to use the code DJV for no shipping and 3 months free supply. That's toploss.com.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada. Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Green Box Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
Be grateful every day. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Gratitude changes everything. Think about it. When you're suffering, you're not in a state of gratitude. You cannot hold a state of gratitude and suffering simultaneously. When you're suffering, it's because the focus is on what you do not have. When you're in a state of gratitude, your focus is on what you do have. Suffering is inevitable. To be honest, I don't know if it's possible to walk around in gratitude 24 hours a day, 7 days a week either. But what I do know is this. When you're in a state of gratitude, you will not also be in a state of suffering. My invitation to you today is to be mindful to express as much gratitude as you can. For more on emotional management and gratitude, visit drchristianconti.com.
Back with Patty Henry, who's written the book Two Lifetimes from Fear to Love. So in this business, are you? When I first saw this, I was thinking that it was about reincarnation. Do you believe in reincarnation, Patty?
I don't know.
What a great answer that is, yeah? Yeah.
I mean, the reality is it could be and it could not be. And sometimes I see evidence of it. My 4-year-old child, my secondborn, was born with 99.9% hearing loss. And we had multiple surgeries. And when he was 4, we took him to a concert where they had a piano. And when we got home, he was hearing about 70%. He said, "I did not know you were allowed to play the piano like that." And I said, "Like what?" And he said, "Well, I didn't know you could play all the notes." And then he sat down at the piano and he played an 8-minute piece.
Wow.
And I said to my husband, "See, this is evidence of reincarnation." Mm-hmm. And my husband said, "No, it's genetic imprinting, and you know, I don't know."
Yeah. Well,
every once in a while I'll see something and I think, how would he know that?
Yeah, well, that's part of what you're going to ask that about Mozart or any of the other geniuses that at 4 or 5 have done. I'm not sure I'd buy your husband's reasoning, but that, listen, that's what makes the world go around. We all think about things differently. Patty Henry is here to help us with our thoughts on your hidden power.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We have a couple of most recent podcasts here. Your Hidden Power, a spiritually uplifting tribute to animal welfare, featured in podcast number 194. If you love animals the way I do, and you want to listen to a new song by the group Gun Hill Road, this is really kind of a cool way for you to focus on your animals and think about how you feel about that which is real in your life. How do you feel about what is real? Check it out in the most recent podcast, YourHiddenPowerShow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll have a podcast which includes the basics of our conversation here. So if you're just joining us, Patty Henry is here, and you're not hearing all the conversation, you can get it in the podcast form very soon, very quickly. So we've talked a little about reincarnation and the two lives. I remember, you're probably not as old as I am, there was an old TV show back in the 50s called I Led Two Lives. And it was about a fellow who, it wasn't this philosophy, but it made me think, okay, yeah, we can. I mean, a lot of people live double lives. You hear stories all the time about men that are married to two women in different cities and, you know, stuff right. Like that. Yeah, we're not talking about
that. I definitely heard that as a therapist. I've heard that story many times. And, this is different. This is really about emotionally growing up. Mm-hmm. You know, we can call it moving from fear into love. We can call it moving into from a reactionary behavior into the ability to respond. Another way to look at it is our purpose on the planet is to grow up.
Yeah.
To grow into emotional adults. Mm-hmm. And this book is the blueprint to do that, to help people get from that fear ruling them to, you know.
Is it what we all go through? Is that the universal wound that you talk about in the book?
Okay, these are just my beliefs, Doug.
I get it. Yeah, yeah.
I believe that everybody comes to the planet whole and perfect and full of love.
So
if you hold a newborn baby, you're like, and they smile at you. It's like, okay, you own me. That's it. But our world is not such yet that supports perfect love.
Well, but you know why that is? Commercial, industrial, organized religion created by man, not by God or a deity, basically beats the hell out of you. Right?
And uses fear, right.
Yeah, right.
And so anyway, this baby gets thrown into Lifetime One with his parents or her parents that are not awake yet, and they get wounded. We all get wounded. We get left out. We get yelled at. We get hit. We don't make the baseball team. You know, we have these emotional wounds. And I think that really our mission on the planet is to heal that, to get to forgiveness, to understand what's going on at a deeper level, at a subconscious level, and then use that. For example, my dad was an alcoholic. Because of that, I'm a better therapist than if I had not had him in my life.
Yeah. Well, you see, you have all those things to be thankful for. I believe my philosophy is we're all here to help, and I think this is sort of anecdotally the same theory in a sense. Where do people get a copy of this book, Patty?
Well, I think the easiest is Amazon.com, but they can also get it at Barnes & Noble. They can also get it at my publisher.
Who's the publisher?
Balboa Press. It's a division of Hay House Printing.
Okay. There, that makes a lot of sense. Louise Hay and all the great things that have come out of there makes nothing but sense. Two Lifetimes, From Fear to Love. Patty Henry is the author of this. There are lots of things to learn and to think about here in terms of her own experience and her writing. Thank you, Patty, for being here this week on Your Hidden Power.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has threatened to veto funds for the state legislature after a group of Democratic lawmakers walked out of the Texas House on Sunday, effectively blocking a vote on an elections reform bill. Abbott tweeting Monday that his veto would withhold pay for those who he said were abandoning their responsibilities. The bill is one of several pieces of legislation being proposed in several states that proponents say are necessary to combat voter fraud. Critics of those proposals say it would make it more difficult for people to vote, especially for people of color. And Nevada lawmakers are looking to move the state's position on the presidential primary calendar. State lawmakers passed a bill Monday that looks to make the state the first in the process for the 2020 presidential election. It would need both Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak's signature and approval from both political parties to officially make the move. This is USA Radio News.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Calls have been increasing for some form of boycotting the 2022 Winter Olympics being held in Beijing. Two lawmakers have recently introduced a bill that would ban American companies that sponsor those games from contracting with the federal government. Florida Republican Mike Waltz co-sponsored the bill with New Jersey Democrat Tom Malinowski, who explains to CNN why he believes that their bill is necessary.
I just don't think it's appropriate to hold the Olympics in a country that's committing a genocide. That's, you know, this is in some ways worse than 1936 in that respect. And what our bill does, it doesn't force the athletes to boycott. I don't want them to lose this experience, but it would put pressure on the U.S. corporate sponsors of the game by saying that they can't contract with the U.S. government if they sponsor these games.
A recent report from the State Department accused China of committing a genocide against the Muslim Uyghur people in its Xinjiang region. And the second-ranked female tennis player in the world has withdrawn from the French Open after being fined for skipping post-match interviews. Naomi Osaka was fined $15,000 on Sunday for skipping mandatory interviews following her first-round win at Roland Garros. Osaka had said on social media that she'd skip the press conferences, citing mental health concerns. In a statement Monday, Osaka withdrew from the tournament, explaining that she thought it was the best thing for the tournament, the other players, and her well-being to drop out. She also said she'd been dealing with depression for several years and would be taking time away from the sport. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Ready with me now is my dear friend Uri Geller, who comes to us from his home in Tel Aviv in Israel. We've been talking the last couple of weeks about the obvious things that are going on over there that are very unpleasant, but they seem to have subsided somewhat, Uri, yes?
Oh, yes. You know, the minute they signed on a ceasefire, the rockets stopped. But you check my Instagram now, and you will see what hasn't stopped. Yesterday I got a short video of a young soldier sitting down with a, I would say, 2-foot knife stuck in his back.
Ooh.
So you've got these people out there, terrorists, who walk around in the middle of Jerusalem and they pull out a knife and they stab you in the back. It's very difficult to stop something like that.
Well, that's it. But the point is that we need to all work together, hopefully. And you, with your powerful mind, must be, people are asking you all the time, what can you do, Uri, to try to change the way people think? And it's not an easy, there's nothing easy about it, that's for sure. Right? Because people are so steeped in their beliefs.
Especially when you're dealing with religion and they're fighting in the name of religion and brainwashing and all kinds of inciting videos, like very famous influential, you know, people who influence Influencers like the sisters Hadid, and they go on all the time. In my opinion, they use words that make Jews feel terrible, and probably incite people to into anti-Semitism. Anyhow,
well, but that's no. You know what? Hold on a second. That's because they are ignorant. The ignorance that comes oftentimes built on religion, you said it a few minutes ago, the idea of these religious zealots, the Ayatollah is a great example of that. And, you know, we can say that easily here. I think that sometimes the Pope could be put into, I mean, any religion that fosters hatred, and that's what this is all about, for it's just about fear and control. And why people don't see through that, I guess it's we all are different. And some people need religion as a crutch to survive, like they need alcohol to survive or drugs to survive, because religion is basically just a drug. People would say, well, Uri Geller is a Jew, so how is that any different than being a Muslim? And I don't know that I have an answer for that. Maybe you do.
What I have written under this short video of a young man sitting with a knife stuck in his back is basically, these are my words. I say, my dear friends, the war, sadly, is not over. This just happened in the center of Jerusalem. This is a sword, not a knife. This happens when you incite and vilify the Jewish people. Gigi, Bella, Dua, are you satisfied now? And my posting got huge viewings and lots of comments. And my friend, Rabbi Shmuley Boteach, actually put a full page ad in the New York Times. You should Google that and read what he says. So you see, you said it, it's incitement that causes this. A lot of Jews were beaten up in New York, in London, in Los Angeles. So this is just shocking, because the incitement carries words that are false and are lies. And that's what we're dealing with now.
Keep your hopes high. There's a great song that is basically a way of thinking, keep your hopes high. And, you know, I don't know how we ignore some of it. We just ignore it. I ignore a lot of social media because I think it's junk. But a lot of people are under that influence because children aren't being taught anymore, Uri, how to think. They're being taught what to think. And that indoctrination, you know, a lot of these people who are from the Palestinian side, and, you know, some, frankly, some of the radical Orthodox Jews, the same thing. I mean, come on. At some point, you got to all get together and realize we're here together working in a very small, but a very small country and a very small planet. And hopefully there'll be some insight into that. All right. Well, thank you for bringing us the update. Uri Geller's, where your Instagram is?
The Uri Geller. The Uri Geller.
The Uri Geller.
And you should get on it and see what I do. And it's quite fascinating because I post every 2 or 3 days.
Social media, The Uri Geller. His website is urigeller.com. Check that out as well. Thanks, Uri. And best of luck to you and the family. Your Hidden Power is on the air every week. We also present these ideas in podcasts. YourHiddenPowerShow.com is the place to find them, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'll give you a couple of clues into recent podcasts. The really good advice for getting from here to there came from a lady named Hallie Bateman. And it's a lot like the conversation that we have had this week about, you know, two lives. What kind of a life are you living? Are you living the old way? Are you living the new way? Do you have aha moments? I love that. Reminders about what life is really all about. Do you worry a lot and don't get anything for your worry? I think that happens to a lot of us. Anyway, Hallie Bateman has a great way of covering things that deal with self-acceptance. So you can check that out. Also, Uri Geller talking about what's going on over in Israel with the Palestinians, that sort of thing. Always psychic scout Mary O'Malley with the nature of how she affects people. That's in every single podcast. Then there's Your Hidden Power number 194, which is the song from Michael Harrison and Gun Hill Road, which is about animal life. It's about the extra things in life, the things that we talk about in this program that don't seem to be real, but yet they are. Song, I Know You're Real, is what we focus on for a good deal of the conversation in that podcast as well. So check it all out. We have some retrograde things that we talk about as well. Saturn in retrograde. I'm sure that the moon this week, and the moon usually is a part of our podcast and regular conversation. Check out the podcast. You can hear them at yourhiddenpowershow.com or, as I said, wherever you get your podcast. So help yourself. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
My friend Mary O'Malley is here with us now, and I say my friend, I think she considers me to be her friend, and I consider her to be my friend. People that I share time with, like we do with Mary every week, when I say we, you and I share time with her. I find her to be benevolent in her thoughts and her wisdom and sharing that with us. So, in that spirit, I want to talk a little bit about the business of how we inspire other people. Because you want to get people to be inspired and to thus inspire others. I think that's part of it. You're an inspiration. So in looking at how you inspire, do you ever get feedback from the clients who come to you at PsychicScout.com to praise you because of the way either you help with your actions, with your thinking, with your words? I know that maybe sounds like a lot, but I really think that that is part of, yeah, you know, I'm not sure you give yourself, I'm not sure anybody who's sensitive like you are gives yourself enough credit. So I guess I ask that with a thought of getting some sobering reflection from you.
Yes, I do. I get wonderful feedback. And honestly, if I didn't, I wouldn't stay in the business. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's without some kind of proof or, you know, acknowledgement.
Yeah.
It would be hard to, you know, stay in my trusty mode of spirit, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it warms my heart. And it's not even about the business part of it. It's just that, you know, two people connecting and everybody walks away feeling better. You know what I mean? And hopeful and that just brings something to your day, you know, to your heart, your soul. It's
You get paid in different ways. Well, you get paid in different ways. You get paid because you have an hourly fee, for sure. But you also get paid because you can take what you learn from these various folks and help other people with the knowledge that you get. I think that's what it's about, your experiences. I think I do that on the radio. Right, I hear people tell stories, and I use those stories to help other people as long as there's something good that comes out of it. One of my favorite philosophers said once, it doesn't require many words to speak the truth. Lots of times people, I find myself, and I don't want to be accused of this, although I have been, of talking too much. Right? I mean, if you want to...
learn. That's who you are and what you do, right?
So. Well, yeah. But I also think part of it is being a good listener. And that's even doubly important for you to hear what people are saying. They want to listen to you, but you got to listen to them before they can listen to you, right?
Yes. And Spirit always asked me to ask them for their questions first.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just feel the level of listening. It's not just me listening. It's Spirit really listening and hearing so much more than I might on my own. And it's always amazing to me some of the answers they give me, which, you know, at the moment to me don't make sense, but I can see the difference in the person, you know, and then we really get into some good stuff, you know.
All right. So let me ask you about emotions in terms of when people come to you to ask you for help. Is it not, if not all the time, most of the time, an emotional experience? Don't we need emotion? First of all, we need emotion as a catalyst for healing. When they come to you, they're looking to heal. And so I wonder if it's easier or harder to listen to people who are emotional about whatever their thing is.
No, it's actually wonderful. I always kind of joke, I make a lot of people cry. the thing is,
you make people laugh too.
That's true. That's an emotion.
Yeah, it is.
The thing is, at that very moment when the tears come, you can also feel an opening of the energy. An opening of perspective. It's, you know, maybe the first time their own feelings have been put into words and acknowledged. And it's just amazing how the energy shifts after that.
Yeah.
It's just like, boom, all of a sudden they're 100% there and they're 100%, you know, being able to be honest and work through some things. So. And I think it's important, you know, there's something in the Bible about when two or more of us are gathered in his name.
Gathered in his name, yeah.
The understanding, all of that is just, it becomes exponential.
And by the way, we're not talking about a religious experience with a capital R. It could be, I suppose, it's an experience that you have that connects you to whatever you're thinking about a deity is, connection to God, infinite intelligence, whatever. But you don't need to go to you don't need to go to church. A lot of people get it going outside and just being in nature. So however, wherever you get it, it's taking, when you talk to somebody like Mary, then take what she gives you and put it through the sift, if you will, or the sifter that you have in your brain, your emotions and stuff, and have it do its work. Give it some time. Mary O'Malley has time for you. Check her out at psychicscout.com. Good to have you here, Mary. Thanks.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Joining me now is Laura Banks, fabulous astrologer. Check out her website, stargalnetwork.com, so you can get a great reading and find out how the things that are around today may affect your life today and or tomorrow or in the near term. And I suppose everybody that calls you at Star Gal Network for a reading now is either finding out because they're asking the question or you're volunteering the immense power of the moon. It's closer to the Earth now, 222,000. Miles. Sometimes it's as far as 380,000 miles away from the Earth. So the power of the moon, the eclipse, this is a special week. So what have people experienced, or what do they need to know about the influences, the strong influences of the moon in times like this, Laura?
Well, I think the three keywords are profound psychological effects. There's an amplification of emotions. You know, it's pretty, even science. NASA has got involved in some of this study about how when the moon is temporarily dimmed and it's facing the sun, as well, Earth is facing away from the sun, and this moon is there, you're going to feel things more profoundly. It is in the sign of Sagittarius, so it's a sign of expansion. So what we've done with this eclipse is looking at where can we expand our lives, where have we have short-sightedness. Right. So mm-hmm. How can we look beyond the, you know, the paradigm shift is a phrase that's often used. We think we know everything, and then there's a whole realm of what we don't know.
Isn't that a great, hold on a second. Yeah. Isn't that a great mm-hmm. expression? People more often than not do not know what they do not know.
They don't know it.
No, exactly. You know, you see that all the time. It's really pretty. It's just, I don't know. It just seems strange that people don't know what they don't know. They don't acknowledge it.
They don't.
all of the opportunity in the world exists within that realm. Mm-hmm. And that takes talking to people and letting them be honest with you, and you're honest with them, and they can say, well, you know, Laura, really this is a tendency of yours to maybe get too sensitive to people's communication, and then I've got to look at that. It's something that I run around with. I don't know it. And so it's an opening of the mind, and there couldn't be a better time than with that Sagittarius lunar eclipse. It's going to force us to just, it's uncomfortable, right? It's really kind of a pressing in your face kind of a vibe. And then,
well, how does it, but let's see how does it join in with Mercury just about to go out of retrograde? But there are other planets for this year. Last year we had a whole mess of stuff that was in retrograde. Anything else in retrograde now that would affect us positively or negatively beside Mercury?
Well, Mercury goes retrograde on May 29th.
I thought it already was. I thought it was the 15th it went retrograde. No, it wasn't until the... So I had bad information. I thought it was now.
Mercury retrograde begins May 29 and goes through to June 22nd. And it's in its rulership position of Gemini. So we're going to feel it more than usual. I'm not a big, you know, I'm not a big retrograde talker. But in this case, you know, you're going to definitely want to pay attention with it in its own sign of you know, lightning quick.
Who do we speak to about cutting the length of Mercury being a retrograde? Can we talk to somebody about that?
Who is the chairman of the planet?
Who's the chairman of that? I want to, right.
You've got Saturn also retrograde. But with that lunar eclipse, how it has pressed itself upon us to force us to look at where am I not looking? How can I expand my belief systems? Maybe take some short distance travel, some long distance travel. That will always expand the mind. That can leap over that retrograde, which is in a sense that I shouldn't say leap over. It almost marries into it because allow yourself to contemplate. It's a great word. It's underused in our culture now. But be contemplative and look at what, gee, you know, just settle back into a chair, start journaling, start coming up with, and Sagittarius is just a fantastic sign to have this light on it anyway, because it's the most easy place to work if you take the time, which is what is a belief system you've developed that could maybe poke some holes in it to see maybe where you thought this was a great thing, but it's maybe not.
Well,
and you know, people are frightened to change. So
there's a balance here, it seems to me, that comes from understanding how all the planets play into you and your life. And you can read a lot of stuff because there's plenty of stuff online that you can school yourself. But you also get some great tutelage by going to listen to Laura or have a reading with her. It's a very worthwhile session. So do yourself a favor. Go to stargalnetwork.com. And see what sort of help Laura can offer to you as you live your life. I'm Doug Steffen.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years. So it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.